You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Let me tell you about OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team, it's unconditional. Make your number one pick, the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only, Nathan, only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers, and that includes us here at the Browns in Berea. Only OBM has all the X's and the O's for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, joined now by our great friend from the Associated Press, Tom Withers. Hello, Tom.
Good to be running with the ones again today. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, and great to have you with us. All right, so your take on what really has, I think, changed this quarterback discussion in a significant way. Johnny Manziel taking those reps with the ones, and the head coach of the team, Mike Pettine, not so fast on the idea that he knows that he's got his starter picked for Saturday. He's leaving that door open.
Yeah, I think everything in my mind, and good to be with you guys, I think everything in my mind changed a little bit on Saturday when we saw what Manziel can do in a scrimmage situation where when the lights are on and the stadium's packed and at least he was back on campus for one day, he starts to light it up, doesn't he? And it feels a lot different when he's on the field. Maybe not too different from how it felt last year when Brian Hoyer took the control. So, yeah, I do think this quarterback competition has certainly been kicked into a new gear today. Manziel did I will say he did struggle out there, I thought, a bit at times. We had him unofficially at 6 of 17 in the non-2-minute drill situation. So, you know, like he's done throughout camp, he's had some nice moments. He's had some questionable passes thrown back against his body. Does a little bit of his Johnny football stuff. So, you know, it was a day where you all of a sudden took a deep breath and said, wow, you know, Manziel's with the ones. This thing is on.
It is. That's what I thought today. I saw it. I said, here we go. The competition really finally underway here for the Cleveland Browns at the quarterback spot. The other big news today, Josh Gordon was on the practice field, left early to continue, you know, his appeal process via teleconference. What's the latest you're hearing there, Tom?
You know, I've heard no resolution today, Nathan, but other than that, you know, I'm not sure what to make of this. And I tried to get that out of Coach Pettine and a couple of the guys after practice. You know, is this an encouraging sign that this has been dragging out? I would seem to think so, only because, if you know, as you said off the air, Nathan, if they were going to bring the hammer down on him, they probably would have done so already. I think there's some other things at play here. You know, the Ray Rice situation maybe being one of them in the public outcry against the league over that suspension that could help Josh in the long run. So, you know, just like you guys and just like the Browns, everybody's just waiting for a resolution.
Yeah, I thought about the Ray Rice thing, too, and my opinion last week was that would influence – go a long way toward influencing what happened with Josh Gordon. I'm not so sure now, having spent the weekend in Canton, the better part of it, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, around a lot of NFL people, certainly a lot of national reporters, but especially hearing the commissioner talk about, Roger Goodell, talk about his decision with Rice, and he was kind of steadfast. I thought he was resolute in basically making the point that, look, we do have a system or a policy or a general dim view of on personal behavior of domestic violence. And this, in no way does this suspension, this only 2-game suspension, reflect anything different than that. And again, having been around and known Roger a long, long time, I don't think he was saying that just for PR effect.
No.
In fact, he handled, because there was a thought that it would be an onslaught and of questions about this, a barrage that he wouldn't be able to handle well. And Tom, he stood up to that. So what I'm driving at is, I don't think it's going to influence it. I think this is, the case is the case with Gordon. Obviously, there seems to be enough there that's requiring this additional conversation.
But from a positive standpoint, and I didn't mean to use that in a pun kind of way, you know, at least there seems to be an issue here to get Josh Gordon help, that they do understand from a league standpoint that this is a star player,
right,
and that this is a guy that we want to have on the field, and that if he does need help, we're going to get it to him. So maybe, you know, that rule, which, you know, has been collectively bargained in that if he is suspended indefinitely, he would have to be away from the team throughout the course of his suspension. Maybe they're going to come to an agreement on that. so he is around, so he can get the support, so he can continue this career that's on, quite an ascension so far.
We certainly would hope so. Talk with Tom Withers from the Associated Press here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tom, Family Day scrimmage, Johnny caught your eye. Who else flashed to you at that scrimmage that you thought helped their stock here as we get ready for the preseason
opener? Well, just
opener?
One name that nobody's really been kicking around much is Jacoby McDaniel.
Absolutely.
Who I kept an eye on last week, as a matter of fact, during some blocking drills, and watched him absolutely destroy some offensive linemen. And I went over to my colleagues and said, hey, I was just over at the lineman's drill, and you ought to see what number 60 is doing over there. So that's a guy who flashed to me. I thought Buster Skrine flashed to me a little bit in a negative way. A couple penalties
rough
out there. You could see him grabbing some jerseys. I thought the running backs looked pretty good. I thought a couple times when Terrence West planted that leg that we've heard about and turned it upfield, he looked good. I thought Tate looked good on a couple things. I think Mr. Snead is continuing to be impressive. He's made some catches, made a few more again today. So, sadly, I guess, guys, and I guess this happens to us, just because of the nature of this story, my eyes are on number 2 and number 6 almost from the moment I walk onto the practice field until I leave.
And speaking of Brian Hoyer, because I think a lot's being made about this, we obviously get callers, it's unfair, et cetera.
Yeah.
In your mind, has Brian Hoyer, because he basically had, in many ways, almost a week to say, before Johnny ever got a rep with the ones, to say, this is my job, clearly nobody's even touching me. Do you think he did that, or do you think that he did leave the door open, because ultimately he is Brian Hoyer?
I think it's very tough for him. He obviously came into camp with a lead, and I think it's very tough for him to maybe build on that lead in 1 week of practice and one, unscripted scrimmage where, I think everybody wanted to get out of there before the rains came, and they timed that up pretty well on Saturday, I thought. So I think it would have been hard for him, Nathan, to really extend that lead over Manziel. I thought Manziel, though, did a couple of things last week to maybe narrow the margin a little bit. But I think we're still a little ways away from this. I think Saturday night's going to go a long way to determining the final outcome.
Do you think that for this Browns team, and sorry to jump in, but just, you watch the games last night where teams have established starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They play a series, maybe two series. Do you think with the Browns we're going to see more of Hoyer than you would normally as a guy going into a season as a starting quarterback?
I think the short answer is yes, because I think you've got to get your season, even though it's preseason, off to something of a positive start. And what I mean by that is, remember, we're not just introducing new players. You're introducing a whole new scheme. And as it applies not just to the passing plays, but to the running plays. And I think Kyle Shanahan would have some understandable angst over the idea of how is this going to look when we trot this whole thing out there. Because, honestly, in like that scrimmage and in other places, there's a feeling within that there's still a long way of transition with this new offense and understanding of this new offense. And you're probably your best caretaker for that is Hoyer to kind of get that rolling.
By the same token, though, I thought Kyle last week, one thing that he said, and he said it a couple times now, he went out of his way to point out that Brian Hoyer has only made 4 NFL starts. So I think in essence, what he's trying to say is that I'm working with 2 rookie quarterbacks in a new system. So they've got a lot to learn. After practice today, I did talk to Nate Burleson and just asked him, it's one thing for us to see Johnny out there, and is it the same for the players? And he said, no, we're not saying, oh my gosh, Johnny's in the huddle now. But he said what he's noticed over the last week is there is a growing confidence in Manziel and in the players around Manziel, because he's clearly doing his homework. He's clearly not making the same mental mistakes that he made in the first couple of days in camp. He's walking into the huddle with confidence. He's spitting out those plays, with complete ease and complete direction of the team. And that's something that I think, Brian naturally has and that Johnny has had to develop here in the early stages of camp.
It was funny. Nate Burleson today, we were on the sideline. So he's running this post route and he's wide open and he knows he is. And he's into the end zone and he goes, I was open. I think I, was
sure
open.
I was open.
And it was a check down and Hoyer was a quarterback.
He
threw a check down play. And of course, Burleson's kind of got his hands up and being Nate, I think I was open. And that was, it was funny. It was a moment of humor, but it was also telling in terms of how these receivers look at this as well. Hey, get your the touchdowns here.
Right.
And then this whole conversation about red zone, which was a big point of emphasis that Mike Pettine made, because they didn't convert in any touchdowns in red zone.
Well, they did
in the scrimmage. I know technically they did.
Well, they did.
I know.
That was a touchdown pass from Barnage.
The referees
that was a nice play.
The referees blew the call on Barnage. But let's, for the record, say that that they did, they came away with zero. So if that was a bad ruling in a game, we could complain about it for a week. It wouldn't change the outcome. Point is, I think that's what's got to happen more of was when you see those guys open, when Burleson and the receivers know this, you know, to your point, what do they see? What do they think? Because you've got to, this has got to square with them. Right, you got to pick the guy that the rest of the team believes in.
Well, that's why at Akron on Saturday, guys, I stayed in the press box for most of the scrimmage because, you know, you get this one field level here where you really can't tell. It's a whole other world when you're up top, like the coach's view from the press box to see who is and who isn't getting open. And I'll tell you what, much like we've seen over the last couple of years, sad to say, there was not a lot of separation out there with the wide receivers. The defense did a nice job. You know, guys were all over. And as we've talked about many times, with no number 12 out there, it's a very different team.
Miles Austin really is the one guy who consistently gets open.
He does.
And that's it. And Andrew Hawkins does as well. But I think one of the things that became clear, at least to me, at the scrimmage, is that with these smaller guys, Hawkins and Gabriel, the passes must be so precise. The window to complete a pass to them is much smaller than it is with a bigger wide receiver out there, and it puts a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks, especially in the red zone, because I thought Johnny's pass to Taylor Gabriel, ultimately when you watch it back on tape, was not a bad pass and probably should have been caught pretty easily. And then there was one, the very last play of the scrimmage in the red zone was actually a Connor Shaw pass to Gabriel in the back of the end zone where a bigger receiver probably easily catches that.
Yeah, should have hauled it in. Yeah, you know, I've been intrigued by this receiving core. I mean, there is some talent out there. There is some speed out there. Couple of veterans, you know, I'm anxious to see if Austin can keep this thing going. I mean, he is, you know, he's shown himself to be a great receiver in this league. And, you know, Burleson, you brought him up before, Vic. I just have to mention, too, he has quickly endeared himself to the fans and the media.
I love him.
He is a really likable guy.
I want him to just start dominating. I want to see, you know, Nate Burleson last year before he got hurt was averaging 6 catches and 79 yards a game for the Lions. I want to see that because the opportunities are there, and God, I want him here. I love him. He's great.
Like you say, he's
just a great guy.
One quick thing before we let you go. Do we feel at all uncomfortable that Jordan Cameron not out there after that, again, after what happened at that scrimmage, the shoulder, Coach Patton described it as an AC issue, but and said that he kind of made it indicated that if it were season, he'd be expecting him to play the game, but he said if they do anything on Saturday, they err on the side of caution. But, you know, again, is it? We don't need to see him, but do you feel any discomfort over that?
I'm always a little, you know, uncomfortable when I hear about the AC joint, only because, you know, hey, if you're a tight end, you're going to be taking shots on that shoulder coming off the line. Never mind when you might catch a ball and fall down. So yeah, that one's got me a little uneasy. We're going to have to monitor that over the next couple of days.
All right, Tom. Thank you,
gentlemen.
So
good seeing you. Thank you,
Tom Withers from the Associated Press, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up. We're going to have Gerard Cherry, three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ at the bottom of the hour. We want your calls at 216-578-0850 and your tweets at Browns_daily or at Nathan Zagura or at Vic Carucci. Nathan and Vic on ESPN 850 WKNR.